had a confrontation with oppressive elements of our culture and society when I've traveled, and I've had to struggle with them because it's so many issues, from what you can do when you walk into your own family's house, what you can wear, what you can speak. And so I've been so lucky because I have parents who have always just been free thinkers while embracing the religion. They all believe in the humanity of Islam, but none of the restraints that are just oftentimes stifling and just so difficult. But my parents just taught me to accept the responsibilities of these decisions. And so I never thought, though, that it would become this intimate.
When you found out that you could face 100 lashes, what was your reaction?
It made me so sad. It made me so deeply sad. I was carrying a baby, and I think any mother knows the power of that experience. You have this life that is dependent on your breath, and I couldn't believe that any aspect of my religion would punish me for not only creating the life, but keeping the life, because I could have escaped this punishment and even the stigma if I had aborted the baby. It was just incomprehensible to me that I could face rebuke.
Now, you came home to a loving family, but due to your religion, and I know this is common in many religions, whether you're Jewish or Catholic or anything else, that there's often a certain amount of guilt. Did you feel any of that?
I had so much guilt. I was so depressed from the guilt that I couldn't really even enjoy my pregnancy to the fullest. I was trying all the while throughout my pregnancy to, quote-unquote, legitimize my baby and myself by talking to the father and trying to make peace and to basically get married, I guess you could say. I mean, I wanted to give my baby the father that I think every child deserves, but he never actualized any of his promises. And so I kept fighting to try to make my pregnancy acceptable. And so I was so constantly depressed. And then I was dealing with the shame of carrying this baby and not being able to celebrate his existence. So when I came back to the States, I came back so dark and so heavy with this weight of the pregnancy, symbolically and literally, on me.
How did you deal with that?
I cried a lot. I cried so much that I really believe these surveys that are done. I read one in the middle of the pregnancy that said a sad mom and a stressed out mom creates a problematic baby, and they have emotional issues and this and that. And I was so worried about what I was doing to my child. And then I came back to the States, and my mom was just loving me so much. And my father, when he found out that I was pregnant, sent me a simple email in Pakistan that said, "I love you." And they just embraced me.
When did you start to feel a bond with Mina Lawal in Nigeria?
Oh, it was amazing. I said to myself, this is what I got to fight for. I got to have my baby, and I got to use my talents to fight for women like Amina and myself, because even I, this professional, woman with all these resources and talents, was facing this incredible shame. I only felt like I could continue for the baby. I just knew that I couldn't give up. I mean, I do believe in the mystical world, and I do believe so deeply in the divine, and this baby chose me, and he chose me for a purpose, and so I had to respect his wishes, because ultimately I really believe from my heart that they came from the heavens and they came from divine providence.
Now, you're not an Islamic scholar, but from a layperson's point of view, feeling the way you feel, what would you like to see changed regarding the laws governing such situations?
I would like to see humanity and compassion be the ultimate judge and the ultimate law of existence for Muslims and the world, in fact. We just have to stop with this dogmatism that makes us judge so harshly others and their most intimate actions, and realize that what a tough life this is, and that we ultimately have to try to support each other. So when I came back to America, and I had the support of my parents, who are great Muslims, and a woman in my hometown, Mrs. Yusuf, who is a beautiful Muslim, I knew that this was my